وقضى ربك ألا تعبدوا إلا إياه وبالوالدين إحسانا.
Your Lord has decreed that you shall not worship anyone except Him, and He has enjoined kindness to parents.
For humanity.
Sayyid Abdullah Al-Musawi.
A'udhu billahi min ash-shaytan ar-rajim. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Brothers and sisters, dear listeners, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, and welcome to IRIB English Radio, and you are listening to the program For Humanity. We are looking at human rights found in the letter of the commander of the faithful Amir al-Mu'mineen, Ali ibn Abi Talib alayhi as-salam, that was written to his commander Malik al-Ashtar when he sent him as a governor to Egypt. Now, we're not trying to explain this letter, that was done in a different program. Rather, we want to see the human rights lesson in this letter of Amir al-Mu'mineen. So, we said many times, over and over, that the core of human rights and the establishment of human rights, the maintenance of human rights, in fact, depends on justice. So Amir al-Mu'mineen says to Malik, maintain justice in administration and impose it on your own self. And when people who are underprivileged see that such system is not maintained and justice is not maintained, it will create a division within people. So as a governor, when you need to establish justice, it needs to be imposed, because it should not be left to choice. It should not be put in the hands of the elite. Rather, it should be imposed on all. There is no one that should see themselves above the law or exercise the law depending on how they feel like it. That should not exist, because sometimes when we look at systems, and especially when, and specifically when we look at people in power, they favor the family members, they favor people around them, they favor people that they know, their friends, they give them power and position, and they deprive the rest of it. And that's a common practice across the board. It has been done before and has been done now. So therefore, justice is not maintained anymore. Justice is not preserved anymore. Justice is lost. So Amir al-Mu'mineen salamullah alayhi says, applying justice is one thing. Bringing justice to people is one thing. Maintaining it is another thing. Because to say and to think that you are applying justice and you are a just person is one thing. If you don't maintain it, it will get corroded. It will get decomposed. It will be destroyed. It will be gone. It will be eliminated. Whatever words you want to use, you can use. But the fact is, all these systems, they need to be maintained. Freedom, for example, needs to be maintained. Healthcare needs to be maintained. Justice needs to be maintained. And so on and so forth. Every system that we have, that we apply to the people, we need to make sure it's maintained. Otherwise, everything will be lost. And if justice goes away, if justice becomes old and unattended to, and it's not applied no longer, it's just a title and just a name, then you'll have many people in the streets. You'll have many homeless people. You have many jobless people. As you can see in a lot of countries, Western countries, who, you know, have take pride in being civilized and they talk about justice themselves. But justice is not maintained in their systems. Therefore, you see people suffering. Let us take a short break and then we continue.
Dear listeners, you are listening to the Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. You can send us your emails, comments, and questions at englishradio@irib.ir.
Welcome back, brothers and sisters, and you are listening to the program For Humanity coming to you from IRIB English Radio. Again, Amir al-Mu'mineen says to Malik in terms of human rights, remember, the privileged few will not rally around you in moments of difficulties. They will try to sidetrack justice. They will ask for more than what they deserve and will show no gratitude for favors done to them. They will feel receptive in the face of trials and will offer no regret for their shortcomings. Now, obviously, that's an important fact that governments and people in authority needs to keep in mind when it comes to applying and maintaining justice within a system and to the people, where sometimes we have the privileged few, because either they are wealthy or either because they own lands and companies or because they are in power. Such people are devastating. Such people are destructive to communities and to societies and to countries, because these people only care about themselves. So Amir al-Mu'mineen says, in moments of difficulties, when the country is suffering, when people are suffering, these people will not come to help. When was the last time you've heard of a rich person who has billions and billions of dollars? When a country goes into poverty, they come to their help. Now, I was reading recently that Elon Musk, 3% of his income can end world poverty. Just one person, a third of his income, can end world poverty. Could you imagine what the rest could do? So we have the capacity, but those, the privileged few, they will not come to the help of their fellow human beings because they just don't care. So Amir al-Mu'mineen is saying to Malik, you make sure that these people are not around you, because at the end of the day, they will only care about themselves. They don't care about other people. And even when they make a mistake, when they have shortcomings, they will never admit it. And he says it is the common man who fights the enemy. When it is a matter of defending, for example, our land or fighting for our rights, those privileged few, they're not going to be there. They are not there to maintain any sorts of rights or any sorts of safety for their fellow human beings. They only care about themselves. Therefore, Amir al-Mu'mineen advises Malik not to have them around him. So he says to him, so live in close contact with the masses and be mindful of their welfare. So do not seclude yourself away from them and just care about the elite. Rather, no. Stay with the normal, common people. Those are the ones that need your help. Those who are rich, those who are in power, they have everything they require. They can even buy things they can buy justice, they can buy freedom, they can buy whatever they want because they're rich. But the common people who are suffering, who have poverty, who are going through trouble, those are the ones who need help. So I says to Malik, make sure you associate yourself with them and stay with them. So when we look at human rights, when we look at the people in power, we can see there's a strong division. There's a big gap between the people and their superiors. This gap needs to be eliminated. with those who are in high powers, they need to come down and see what people are going through. Inshallah, we will continue in other episodes. Until then, stay with us. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa alihi. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa alihi. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa alihi. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa alihi.